Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, D.C. I am your host, Taboka Ncube. Today on Live Talk, we are reviewing the 44th SADC Summit, which saw President Emmerson Mnangagwa take over the rotational SADC chairmanship in Harare on Saturday. But first, in the U.S. presidential election, thousands of Democratic Party delegates this week will celebrate Vice President Kamala Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as their presidential ticket for 2024. They are gathering in the Midwest city of Chicago. VOA senior Washington correspondent Carolyn Presutti takes a look at some volatile confrontations from past conventions and how support for the party's candidate has grown since President Joe Biden dropped out of the race.
Chicago, 1968. Violence outside the Democratic National Convention between police and Vietnam War protesters. TV, still a relatively new medium, showing the conflicts live. New York City, 1976. The last time the Democratic Party would announce its vice presidential candidate at the convention, with presidential candidate Jimmy Carter choosing Walter Mondale.
We have that vision. We love our country, and we're going to do our job. Thank you very much.
Chaos at the next convention in 1980, when Senator Ted Kennedy challenged President Carter's re-election. Kennedy would concede to Carter in a famous speech that ended with this line.
The cause endures, the hope still lives, and the dream shall never die.
Back to Chicago, 1996, and civil rights protesters demanding racial equality and welfare reform. Police keeping the crowds from entering the security perimeter. Denver, 2008. Barack Obama's acceptance speech moved to an outdoor stadium to accommodate the convention record crowd of 84,000.
With profound gratitude and great humility, I accept your nomination for presidency of the United States.
This week in Chicago, Vice President Kamala Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz begin their party's convention with some momentum. Last month, President Joe Biden was trailing Republican candidate Donald Trump in political polls. Since Biden dropped out, candidate Harris has risen in those polls. Last week's morning consult survey showing her 3 points ahead of Trump, although it remains a tight race. There will be protesters, as there always are at conventions, like these from last month's Republican gathering held in neighboring Wisconsin. Meeting them in Chicago will be thousands of federal, state, and local police officers.
I'm confident that our plan will provide a safe and secure environment during the DNC.
Chicago officials expect as many as 50,000 out-of-town visitors for the convention, with the city's United Center hosting the Democratic Party events. Carolyn Presutti, VOA News.
The 44th SADC Summit closed on Saturday without discussing the widely condemned human rights violations in Zimbabwe and the disputed August 2023 elections, with the Zimbabwean ambassador to Mozambique and ZANU-PF senior member Mr. Victor Matemadanda saying there were more important issues to discuss.
As far as international law is concerned, or international relations, Zimbabwe has got no case to answer to whoever. So what the social media could be saying, or even the opposition, is just a non-event, because nothing that has been done which can be considered to be a violation or a breach of any protocol. That then means that there is no issue, there is no case to talk about, even to answer. So the report, or the overall a statement by the outgoing SADC chairman was perfect in that it centered on main and critical issues that should be faced or that the bloc went through during his tenure. And not even electoral issues, as some had anticipated, can be mentioned because nothing wrong was done. Of course, that is as far as the international law is concerned. But of course, you have a court also of public opinion at times which is not informed, which can be influenced by hate or something that is very, very different. So as far as we are concerned, and as far as the protocols binding international relations are concerned, we are happy about the overall report.
That was Zimbabwean Ambassador to Mozambique, Mr. Victor Matemadanda, speaking to Studio 7 in Harare. Bulawayo Senator Kutakapulu from one of the Citizens Coalition for Change factions says SADC should focus on cooperation among member states.
Sikhangelele ukuthi nxa behamba phambili ngohlelo lwabo sibone ukubambana i-regional cooperation indaba zamapassport ukuthi kube lula ukuphosa nxa zingena kwamanye amazwe esadak nxa kusenziwa ezebhizimisi kube lula ukuthi nxa kule zinto engizithengisayo ngizithengisa nami eTanzania ngiyethengisa eAngola kulungiswe kuphekwe siphile sonke njengabantu abansundu in the region umkhonomi wethu wonke ukhuphuke. Yikho kathi sizokubona akulo okunye okumangalisayo ngaphandle kwakhona lokho kusho ukuthi i-meeting le meeting xa ihlala phansi ine-agenda yayo baya bekwathi sifuna ukukhuluma ngalokho lalokho lalokho njalo i-meeting le inhlanganiso nenhlanganiso ile mithetho yayo ama-procedure alandelwayo xa ufuna ukuhambisa izikhalazo. Kufana nje lokuthi ungaye court nxa ungahambisanga izincwadi zakho zecourt ezipheleleyo akulandaba engahlala phela izulu kodwa ungahambisa izincwadi ezipheleleyo ubhale ngobunono nobuciko kutshengisela ukuthi uyayazi into eyenzayo then indaba yakho izangena kwi-agenda. Indaba ngabona ingangenanga kwi-agenda kusho ukuthi oyiphetheyo uyehlulekile ukuthi ayibhale kanjani.
That was Bulawayo Senator Kutakapulu speaking to Studio 7 in Harare after attending the SADC summit. Opposition National Constitutional Assembly President Professor Love Momatuku says there is no justification for violating human rights activists during the run-up to the summit.
Shekutanga nditaure nezvekuchorwa kwekodzero yevanhu saka tarisana nesummit nenguva yesummit kodzero dzevanhu hadzifanira kutombochorwa zvina basa kuti nguva ipi vanhu vanofanira kutiti hurumende inge ichiremekedza nyaya yekuti vanhu vane kodzero saka hatifaniri kuzvibatanidza zvekuti kune summit yesadak nekuti vanhu kodzero dzavo dziri kuchorwa chero nguva inenge yachorwa kodzero vanhu vanofanira kupopota and ava vehurumende pamwe vakashandisa havo zvesarudzo zvesadak summit kuti vatrye kukanganisira vaya vanoda kudemonstrata zvakashata zvinofanira kurambidzwa izvozvo. Saka ndava kuenda kunyaya yekuti pane kuvhurwa kwaita musangano wesadak and hapana kutaurwa nyaya yekuti Zimbabwe yakafanana nadrc kana kuti yakafanana nemozambique ngatiti pachena ipapo sekuona kwatiri kuita tofanira kuziva kuti zvakasiyana zviri kuitika kudrc nezviri kuitika kumozambique ndezvekutorwisana kunouya futi kuurayana ikoko saka ndonyaya dzavari kutaura sadak haisati yasvika panguva yekuti inyatsobatara zvinhu zviri kuitika mukati menyika on zvezvatingati zvinenge zvichiitika mukati zvekuti munhu asungwa muno muzimbabwe kana arohwa haisi nyaya yesadak inokwitswa kuenda kusadak kana munhu akasungwa muno akarohwa muno ngatinetsane muno.
That was National Constitutional Assembly President Professor Love Momatuku speaking to Studio 7 in Harare. Members of the Citizens Coalition for Change faction, fronted by jailed Jameson Timba, did not attend the summit, as most are either in custody or reportedly in hiding following a crackdown on human rights activists ahead of the SADC summit. Over 170 activists remain in custody, with the former Binga North MP, Mr. Prince Dubego Sibanda, being the latest casualty. Sibanda was arrested on Saturday and was taken to Harare for detention to appear again in court on Friday. Let's take a short break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Back to our topic, the SADC summit has come and gone, with some celebrating the infrastructural development and some bemoaning the silencing of dissenting voices. Others are wondering where the country heads from here. To discuss this issue, we are joined on the phone by ZANU-PF member Mr. Taurai Kandishaya. Welcome to the program, Mr. Kandishaya.
Thank you so much.
We are also joined by Freedom Alliance Secretary General, Mr. Nhlanhla Ncube. Welcome to the program, Mr. Ncube.
Well, thank you very much to you and your listeners.
Thank you. Mr. Ncube, we'll start with you. How is the mood in the country following the SADC summit?
The mood can be described as very sad and embarrassing, considering that more than 40 years into democracy, we are witnessing the human rights abuses that have been seen, and also someone being rewarded by being a SADC chairperson with such a tainted record as what is being seen, which is dating back to many years ago. Since 1980, we are seeing the same thing happening. So this is a very, very bad situation that we see in the country.
Thank you, Mr. Ncube. Mr. Kandishaya, you heard Mr. Ncube there. Variku chema, uyezve pane vamwe variku chema vachiti pane kusungwa kwevanhu nezvimwe. How is the situation like on the ground, Mr. Kandishaya?
Oh, thank you so much. The situation on the ground is normal, and the fact that people are happy, not only that people are happy and excited. The people who are excited are those ordinary people, business owners who cashed in and maximized the profits during the recently held SADC summit. Also, our media people are also happy because they were exposed to cover international SADC summit. To some of them, it was the first time in their entire career. We also happy that the president, Comrade Emmerson Mnangagwa, Mnangagwa, is now the SADC chairman, a position that will make him drive the agenda of SADC, not only regionally, but globally. The mood is also that people are expecting to see a practical solidarity and the real regional integration spirit by President Emmerson Mnangagwa. For we know that President Mnangagwa is the only surviving person, surviving leader, who us we are the history of associating with the founding fathers of Pan-Africanism, the likes of the late President Kenneth Kaunda, the late President Julius Nyerere, the late President Kwame Nkrumah, the late President Samora Machel. So the mood right now is that people are happy and people are appreciating, you know, the state for making sure that there was peace and for making sure that there was a smoothness in terms of the running of the SADC summit. So everyone is appreciating.
Thank you so much, Mr. Kandishaya. Baba Ncube, liyamuzwa lapha umnumzana Kandishaya uyachasisa ukuthi hayi kube lenzuzo ebekhona esuke emhlanganweni weSADC. Lina ngokubona kwenu libona sengathi akula inzuzo ebekhona na elizweni sikhangela imigwaqo okunye lakho okwakhiweyo labantu nje osomabhizimusi njengokutsho kuka mnumzana Kandishaya likubona ngani akula okuphathisa ilizwe nancube
uKandishaya ukhuluma nge-normals. I-normals iyilokhu esingathi ku-relative ukuthi umbulali nxa esizwa kunuka izidumbu kuye yinto eqondileyo. Kodwa emuntwini olobuntu nxa esizwa kunuka isidumbu kuba yisililo esikhona. Akukho okukhona Ncube kungaze kuthiwe kumbe kulomgwaqo wakhiweyo. Kanti wona umgwaqo kumele wakhiwe nxa kubuya abantu bemzini na. Kukangaki kufika abantu bemzini eZimbabwe kusukela ilizwe lithola uzibuse kuze kube namhlanje. So akumangalisi lokho okukhunywa uKandishaya ngoba yikho abaphila ngakho khona lokho. Ngiyamangala nje nxa ethatha umuntu oyindlubewele ephokweni emfaneni zalabo Kenneth Kaunda. OKenneth Kaunda ngabantu abebemela ukuthi abantu abakhululeke. Ilizwe leZimbabwe likhululeke ngenxa yoKenneth Kaunda. Abazange basebenze ukuthi kube lo muntu oyedwa ozabe busy ebopha abanye abantu. Kanti abantu laba kuyini abakwenzileyo? Phela ukutshengisela ivele konke abantu abafuna ukukwenza kuku-constitution yelizwe. So lapha sibona abantu abangalandeli i-constitution eyelizwe, abantu abangamahlongandlebe abathatha into erongo bayenze ibe right. Bese besithi ukuthula kwabantu bemzini abahlonipha ukuthi ngoba singabantu bemzini sebekubona ngathi kubabuka ukuthi into abayenza iqondile. Akula muntu eZimbabwe othabileyo. Laba abakuzani vele kabathabanga, siyakwazi ukuthi bakhala lathi labo bayadubeka, kabakhululekanga labo. Loba bengafuna ukutshengisela kabakhululekanga, kumele babakhululeke kuphela nxa bekhuluma okufunwa ngumkhokheli wabo. So angeke sithi ukuthi lokho kwenza ukuthi umumo welizwe ube ngumumo omnandi onambithekayo. Kungamanga lokho kutshiwo uKandishaya.
Siyabonga Baba Ncube. Vakandishaya, vanqube vari kutaura pana pakwanzi aiwa amungataure zvekuti pane normalcy munyika vanhu vachisungwa vanhu vasiri kutendera kuti vange vachiratidzira vachiti zvakaitika kana kuti zviri kuitika zvinhu zvisina kunaka sezvo vachiti kwakakosheswa vaenzi vana vepamba vakarohwa vakamiswa kuti vange vachisununguka munozvitambirawo sei izvi vakandishaya
isu hatisisina nguva nenyaya dzaana Sorona Dhudho dziri kutaurwa hatisisina nguva yekuswera tichirwisana nevanhu vatinoziva kuti havana chinangwa chekuvaka nyika vachienda kumberi. Ini tandangovinda pano ndechekukuzivisai kuti musangano weSADC wakafamba zvakanaka ndechekutanga. Chechipiri ndechekuti kufamba kwavo zvakanaka kwakasvika pakuti vamunangagwa purezidendi vedu ndovaasa chigaro vemusangano wesangano reSADC. Ndochekuti chechitatu zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kufara chose. Zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvinobva kune zviri kumatongerwo enyika ebato rinotonga nevanenge vari mumapato anopikisa vese hakuna asina kukokwa kusanganisira nevemachechi. Kana kuine vamwe vanofungawo pfungwa dzavo nekuti pamwe taida kuvaitisa mari takamiswa tikakoneswa, isu pano hatinei nekutaura nyaya dzevakasungwa nekuti hatisi magweta. Kana kuine anofunga kuti anokwanisa kutaura nyaya dzevakasungwa, dare rakatomirira magweta anomirira vari kunzi vakasungwa. Isu hatipo pane vakasungwa. Ipo bedzi kukuzivisai kuti musangano weSADC wakafamba zvakanaka. Paramendi yedu yakavakwa muZimbabwe inova parliament yakanaka zvikuru pakati pemaparliament anonzi akanaka. Musangano uyu wakatibatsira isu senyika kuti vanhu vakaona Zimbabwe nechokwadi inosiyana neZimbabwe yavanoudzwa mumapepa. Vamwe makaona musikana uya achitaura kuti ndandakanzwa kuti kuZimbabwe muzvitoro hamuna kana chekudya chinotengeswamo, unototenga mombe dzakamira. Vazhinji vakabva kuMadagascar, vakabva kuSeychelles, vakabva kuMauritius, vakabva kuAngola vakaona chimiro cheZimbabwe. Kwakuenda mberi vamunangagwa vanoti nyika inovakwa nevene vayo. Vamunangagwa vakati zvesadhak region inovakwa nevene vayo. Sesadhak ngatichimirei tsika.
Vakandishayakumbira
dzekutema
vakandishaya ndokumbira kubva kuMisai Mbichana. Pane vapindawo vari parunhare. Tozodzoka zvekare kwamuri. Halo, lingenele kuhlelo linjani? Halo, hayi, siyaphila. Ngubani lowo sixhuma engaphi?
Igama ngumbonisi.
Ye, silalo lapha udaba lomhlangano weSADC ukuthi uhambe njani lokuthi ilizwe liphathiseke kangakanani. Ungangena laphana kuhlelo usiphe la umbono wakho.
Kodwa udaba uhlelo lona angazi ukuthi ku-IDE kunotyala abakwizayo kunotyala ikakhulu kela kithi ifundile yini kolotyala abo okwenziwa ngumongameli.
Hayi, ye, ungani silahlekelwe ngobe secingweni laphana. Vakandishaya tidzoka kwamuri. Munogona zvekare kutsanangurira vanhu kuti tino vakandishaya muchiripo here pachirongwa? Rinenge runhare rwakandishayawo rinenge rwarasikapo. Baba Ncube, limzwile laphana umnumzana Kandishaya ekhuluma. Ubangakaqedi kodwa ubechasisa ukuthi hayi kukhona okuzuziwe njalo. Izizalwane zeZimbabwe ziyakuthakazelela ukuthi kuphethwe umhlangano abuthi ube lithuba lokuthi intatheli zindaba labanye abosomabhizimusi bathole labo ithuba lokuthi bahlangene labakhokheli bamazwe achiyeneyo. Likubone njani lokhu babanci?
Iye, ngimzwe ukuthi uyalahleka ubaba uKandishaya, uchaya amabhanga. Into ekhona yikuthi khona iSADC ngokuma kwayo kumele ukuthi imela esingathi yintando yeningi, esingathi idemokhrasi. Nxa kuyikuthi idemokhrasi iyalinyazwa, iyabengwa, yenziwa imihwabha ngendlela esibone kusenzakala ngayo, akulandlela iSADC engakuncoma lokho. Akulandlela umuntu weZimbabwe olengqondo ovuthiweyo angakusekela khona lokho athi khona yinto eqondile into eyenzakale. La kuwo wonke ona la amandla amazwe ona la aweSADC abazizwa beyangekile vele ngento eyenziwa yiZimbabwe, bese bebanjwa yikhonokhiyana okubhaliweyo kwabo ukuthi bangaze basolana. Ayisikho ukuthi nxa ungangisolanga ungibona ngisona kuthi ukuthi sengiqondile ngoba awungisolanga. Ngiyamuzwa ke uyamncoma umkhokheli wakhe, umncoma ngayo yonke indlela. Kodwa thina esikwaziyo ukuthi iqaqa ungaze uthathe isikhumba sikasilwane uligokise iqaqa, lisala liliqaqa vele. Nxa liphuma lisima laphana uzwa ngomnuko walo ukuthi leli liqaqa leli akusikho silwane lokho. Angeke kuyibambe kumbe inyathi, uyabukwazi khona lokho. So into ekhona eZimbabwe ukuthi abantu babaye siyethuselwa livalelwe ekitchen, kube sokuthiwa khona abantu abami balunge bayesabeka. Kodwa lo makhelwane uyabesazi ukuthi into eyenzakalayo into engaqondanga. Kuyangimangalisa ukuthi okandishayo ukubotshwa kwabantu kubona kuqondile. Engeke atsho lokuthi umthetho abawephulileyo owesisekelo sombuso ukuthi yisiphi, angeke akuqambe khonoko. Yikubona le makhoti awakhona, abantu kutholakala ama-conviction ngawakho ngoba umtshebe engonanga lo ukutshengisela emhlabeni wanamhlanje azange kwaba yinto okuthiwa into embi. Kurongo ekuba kwebantwini abanjengabona labo ontando kayiphikiswa izanyo yale yabo Kandishaya, yiyo yenza khona lokho. Yes.
Hayi siyabonga kakhulu baba Ncube changathina vakandishaya parinare asi ameno chicha itika nerinare rwavo tichirikuedza kuti tivabate kuti vadzoke muchirongwa tanzwa zvekare vaNcube vachitaura vachiti aiwa havatenderane nezvanga zvitaurwa nevakandishaya vachiti kuri kutyorwa kodzero dzevanhu vachiti hakusi kutevedzerwa mutemo sezvo vakawanda vachiri musungwa vasati vawanikwa vaine mhosva zvichireva izvo vachiti zvinoreva izvo kuti vakawanda ava kana kwakutariswa mutemo havana mhosva dzavakatarisana nadzo baba Ncube nxa sesikhangela kuti umhlangano lo usudlulile libona sengathi ngokuya kwesikhathi kuzaphathisa naye kakhulu labo ababotshiweyo ukuthi babe bekhululwa kodwa ongakangeni laphana Ncube kulomunye ongenileyo ngocingo laphana allo incingo zethu namhlanje ungani ziyasilahlisa angazi ukuthi uhamba njani ungangena laphana Ncube ngombono wakho ubona sengathi kuyiwa phambili njengoba umhlangano lo usudlulile ababotshiweyo laba bengaphathiseka na
ababotshiweyo ukuphathiseka kwabo kuba nzima nxa kusenziwa into enje kulo mhlangano omkhulu okumele ukuthi ngumhlangano oba yisibane ithuba elihle lesadika ukuthi iqale ukuthi izilungise kodwa ibisisehluleka kuyatshengisa ukuthi indaba yama-human rights eZimbabwe izahlupha kuyatshengisa futhi-ke ukuthi umnankagwa njengomuntu vele ovele wavela waziwa ngendaba ezodlame ezokulokhuza abantu ukuthi amalungelo abantu angalandelwa ungakubala kulabo gugurawundi kukhona ababekwenza even before kutholakala i-independence lokho kuyatshengisa ukuthi uzaqhubeka enjalo yikho sizambona lokuphuma esikhundleni engaso zafuna ukuphuma esikhundleni ngoba ngumuntu oyabe sazi ukuthi vele uhamba abantu ngodli ngumuntu ongalasekelo owesaba abantu ngoba umuntu obopha abantu ngoba esaba abantu nxa ungabesabi awubabuphi ubayekela bele zandla zabo lawe uphethe ulezakho nga so-ke ngumthelelo omubi kakhulu lo Ncube sisiya phambili ngoba into yona leyo angithi nxa eseyenzile wayibone engathi engxenye engathi iyasebenza kutho ukuthi yonke imihlangano ezayo konke abantu abafuna ukuthi baphefumule batsho ababutshoyo ngabantu abazatshaywa ngabantu abazabotshwa ngabantu abazakwethuselwa ngendlela le esibona kusenzakala ngayo so-ke sisuka lapha sisiya phambili kutho ukuthi abantu laba singabathola abanye sebegwetshiwe loba bengala macala ngoba angithi kulelo lizwe umuntu uyatshelwa ukuthi lenze so line lisebenza lapha loba lizenze zikahulumende litshela ukuthi yenza nini lokhu lalokhu lalokhu yinto eyangisayo kodwa egcwalisa lokhu esihleli sikutsho ukuthi izanu injani lo mkhokheli wayo unjani yikho khona lokhu abakwaziyo ayikho into enhle abayaziyo abangayenzi bazi ububi bazaphila ngobubi bazakwenza ububi bona lokhu
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu baba Ncube ngombono wakho laphana tanga tiri muchirongwa patakachitarisa kuti musangano weSADC waitwa wapfuura saka pane here zvaunzwa munyika tichitarisa budiriro yaunzwa nemusangano uyu uyezve tanzwa vakandishaya vebato reZANU-PF vachitsanangura ivo kuti pane zvakawanda zvaunzwa nemusangano uyu vachitaura nezvemabhizimusi kuti vamwe vanoita zvemabhizimusi vawana mukana wekuti vangewo vachisimudzira mabhizimusi avo vachitaurawo nemigwagwa nezvimwe zvakavakwa zvakasimudzirwa munyika vachitaura zvekare nezvekuti vatori venhau vakawanawo mukana wekuti vange vachizvisimudzira vange vachisanganawo nevatungamiri vakasiyana siyana kwanhasi mhuri yeZimbabwe togumira pano That brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I am Thabo Ncube.